Now, more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS, is live and Lansing with Michael Cohen and the Capital City Recap.
Good evening. Well, another beautiful day. 62 right now and sunny. I'm Michael Cohen, producer Solomon Martin, right here on 1320 WILS. Tonight, we'll hear from a man hired by the AP to review evidence after a German historian says that the Associated Press was complicit in allowing the Nazis to portray a war of extermination as a conventional war. He'll tell us what he found in looking back at records going back to the 30s. We'll also hear from a doctor who has this disorder, I guess you could call it that, that makes him feel the emotional and physical pain of his patients. He'll tell us how that happened and how he deals with it. Let's begin with the news that everyone in mainstream media is talking about. If you were to watch the news, you'll hear that it's the worst thing any president has ever done when Donald Trump fired FBI Director James Comey. But let's get some perspective from Debbie Georgiadis, a political strategist at AmericaCanWeTalk.org. Debbie, great to have you on WILS.
Hi, Michael. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, they're calling this Russia Gate. I mean, they think this is it. This is going to be the downfall of President Trump. What do you think?
I think the Democrats are still reeling from the reality. They're not dealing with President Hillary Clinton instead of Trump, and they are one issue after the next they think is going to bring him down. And I think they have to make hay because they have nowhere else to go. But truly, I think that it will die down, this whole controversy will die down, because at the end of the day, there's going to be a new head of the FBI. Mm-hmm. He or she can still investigate. This is just the Democrats are trying to stir up their base into the anger they need so that base will turn out in their 2018 midterm elections.
Anything suspicious about the timing while this investigation into Russia is happening?
Well, you know, that is the piece that people keep pointing to and saying that the timing was the problem. But, you know, there is something that doesn't get maybe has been talked about by you, but there was a memo written by the Deputy Attorney General, Rod Rosenstein, on May, I have a date right from, I think, May 9th or so, just like a day before Director Comey was fired, in which the, and this is a Rod Rosenstein, long-term Deputy Attorney General, wrote a memo to his boss, which is Attorney General Jeff Sessions, and just said, essentially, that the director has lost the confidence of people in the Bureau, that his actions with respect to investigating Hillary were really out of line. And so he just said, we need to restore the right order and the right tone and conduct in the FBI.
What did you make of the hearing today? Because I think it was with the deputy director that's now running the FBI. He apparently said, told the committee today that Comey was actually quite popular. Do you buy that?
I think Comey is an affable, likable guy. I don't think there was probably a lot of people who just disliked him. I think he's probably a good guy. But these are really, I think, serious issues about separation of power in the country and the idea that you have an FBI whose job it is to investigate and then turn over the results of their investigation if they believe there may have a crime may have occurred to the Department of Justice, where the attorneys review it and decide whether or not a prosecution is warranted. That's a really important, simple piece of separation of powers and the rule of law. And what Comey did coming out, first of all, even having a public statement about their investigation of Hillary was one thing this deputy attorney general called out. He had no reason to even do that speech back in July, announcing essentially we've investigated, and then worse, saying she shouldn't be prosecuted. So he's deciding he is taking on the role of the Department of Justice. So whether he's liked or not, he's engaged in a real muddling of important separation powers.
He wasn't liked by really either side very much when it came down to it. Well, tell me this, Debbie, when you see the fervor and the just the heat that the media is in right now over this story, where do you think it's going to go in terms of how the media is going to play this thing out?
Well, I think the media that is always wanting to be on the side of the Democrats is going to work to make this look as though it had some sinister motive, trying to, that Trump is somehow trying to shut down the investigation about alleged connections between his campaign and Russia. Yeah. And so they're going to keep it up as long as they can. So what Trump needs to do, he needs to get, as soon as he can, get a good qualified candidate as head to be the next director of the FBI and nominate that person and get him over there And you know, the FBI, if you're listening, well, in fact, it's still functioning.
Yeah, I should note that Mike Rogers, our 8th District Congressman, former congressman here from Michigan, Mike Rogers is apparently on the list. Do you think he'd make a good FBI director?
I don't know of any reason he would not. Yeah, he is on the list. There are 6 or 7 being talked about. And to your question, I'm sorry if I didn't answer it directly. I think that the media is going to keep this. As long as they think the public is remaining outraged, they're going to keep talking about it, mm-hmm. as will the Democrats in Congress, in the House and Senate, which is why I think to move it along, you've got to try to move back toward get a new person in. Right. And I think Trump has probably said all he can say about it.
Well, what's the push now, Debbie? Debbie Georgiadis, by the way, right here on 1320 WILS. It's AmericaCanWeTalk.org. The push, Debbie, is for the president to bring in an independent special prosecutor to look at the investigator to look at this. Independently, they say at this point, we can't trust anybody. Certainly, we can't trust the administration to deal with this. Do you think that is something that should be done?
This is just for your listeners, an independent investigator or prosecutor to look into the Russia alleged collusion between Trump and Russia. And the answer, I know that the Democrats have been clamoring for it. But no, I don't think the Republicans should agree to that. I don't think Trump should agree to it. I think they have numerous committees in Congress looking into it. They have the FBI continuing to be able to look into it. And again, you know, Director Comey wasn't doing the investigation. He's got professionals under him doing it, and they can still do it. I just think it gives more legs to a story that doesn't deserve legs if they appoint a special prosecutor.
Yeah. Where, in terms of news, where do you get your news from? What outlets do you watch or read?
Well, I'm watching in my office at home. I flip back and forth incessantly between CNN and Fox. Okay. So I get the conservative, the liberal side. I do, for mentioning websites, I love Conservative Review. I think that's a really thoughtful website. I like The Federalist. Mm-hmm. I look at Daily Signal. I do occasionally drift over and look at some of the liberal websites, Huffington Post. I'll look at that. But I review a bunch of, I mean, that's just a smattering. There's about 10 or 12 websites I look at almost every day.
Yeah. And we hear, do you think this is getting to President Trump? We know he watches some of these stations, certainly CNN. Do you think it's getting to the point where it's starting to really agitate him?
You know, one reason I think not, I don't know if you saw what he did. It was just comical. So he has this big blow up and everyone's claiming that he's just trying to silence the FBI and silence Comey as he's investigating this Russia thing. The very next day, the meeting that President Trump had is with the Russian ambassador to the U.S. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a little bit of a, you know, back of the hand to the whole controversy. So, you know, I don't think he likes it. I think he has to take it seriously, and we have to have a functioning FBI, and he's got to get someone in right away. But I don't think it's really – I think he feels justified based on what information he got from his own attorney general, from Jeff Sessions, who said, look, this is my top deputy attorney general telling me that the FBI has needs a new leader, needs a new course.
You know, Sean Spicer's been away now for a couple of days. We've got this other, I don't have her name on hand here, but the other press secretary is there covering for him. Do you think he's on his way out at some point, Sean Spicer?
I would guess he would be. I don't think he's in the same page. I don't think he's as effective as Donald Trump needs. I don't know who the new will be, but yeah, I'm going to guess he's not making Donald Trump really happy. I don't think it was the best choice for him.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, he had the interview in the bushes, I think it was last night that, or the night before, that people are still talking about. Debbie Georgiadis, political strategist Debbie Georgiadis, right here on 1320 WILS. Find her at AmericaCanWeTalk.org. Hey, Debbie, thank you very much.
Mike, thanks for having me.
The story will roll on, I'm sure.